Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You talked with your brother about saying this year's team, in your eyes, could be better than last year's team. Can you just expand on what you meant by saying that?
I just think the chemistry, how together we are, how much we're willing to fight for each other. I think it's not a matter of effort. It's all just execution. And, you know, we're in here every single day grinding our tails off, trying to get that fixed. And, you know, you feel it from the coaches. They're tightening things up a little bit so that we focus on those details and so we can play fast and you know, play with a purpose. And outside of that, I think the chemistry of this team is one of the most fun teams I've been on in a while.
You mentioned this team. It's a lot of guys that only know Super Bowl or AFC Championship game, right? They don't know winning. You've been in a situation where you, you know, lost a few games before. What's the mindset like, and what's your, I guess, your what do you say to those guys?
Well, I don't know. I think every season is different, right? Adversity hits you in different ways every single year, and you know, the ups and downs of the season kind of mold you as a group. So, not to say that these guys don't know how to fight through anything. It's just you know, you have to understand that, you know, just that every single season is different, and that, you know, our obstacles are going to be different, and sometimes it's just a matter of week in, week out, you know. Being able to recharge, refocus, even after a big-time loss or a piled up couple of losses and things like that. Like, you got to find ways to fight through that. You know, the energy may be different dealing with adversity in previous years than it is this year. And it's just you got to make sure that you're coming into the building with the right mindset. And, you know, if losses do pile up on you, man, you got to have a sense of urgency. And not kind of, I don't know, go into a shell, but you just got to come in chest up and ready to handle business, man.
We don't know how the season started with guys being banged up and not having everybody together, at least on offense. But over the course of the year, have you seen defenses approach you guys slightly differently now?
I think in general, I think we're getting a different version of every team's defense for sure. And it's just how you. I feel like teams feel they need to attack us defensively. You know, we're a veteran group on the offensive side in terms of Pat being able to do it and Coach Reed's ability to scheme guys up. So it's just, you know, we're getting different looks here and there. But, you know, I think the coaches are doing a great job of giving us looks throughout the week that have us prepared for anything and giving us plays that we can go out there and make happen no matter what they're calling. So.
Travis, not trying to make it seem like you never worked out until this offseason, but you obviously put in particular work this offseason. Are you seeing it pay off now as much as it did maybe early in the season?
Me working out all offseason is a huge reflection of our team being a lot healthier than we were last year in the wide receiver room. I think what you're seeing is I'm a product of my environment right now, and I'm just trying to go out there and everything is, you know, predicated off of you know, how the offensive line does, how the guys around us do, and obviously the chemistry me and Pat have been able to accumulate over the years. But I think this year is just, you know, every year is different. You got to kind of attack it differently. I think in terms of athleticism and where I feel in terms of health right now, I feel like the offseason definitely helped me to at least get a head start on some of the wear and tear. So it's just the body feels better, but I think the production wise, you know, our offense in general is having a better season than it was last year. So a lot more weapons, man.
Travis Patrick said he didn't like being 5-5, but he was excited to see what was going to happen from here on out. I guess, do you get a
I'm excited every single day we come into this building, man. There's still a chance. I'm fighting, man. And I think right now it's a different season than we've had, really, in a sense I can remember. And with that being said, it's, you know, every single day is a new challenge, and I love that. I love that opportunity. We get a great football team that's playing amazing on both offense and defensive sides of the football. They got a great run game, pass game, playmakers all over the field. So, and then defensively, they're very stout, and they're getting one of our ex Super Bowl winners, Tarvarius, back this week. So, it's only going to make our job a little bit harder, and we just got to focus, man. And but I got all the faith in the world and everybody in this building, and you know, going out there and finding a way to get a win this weekend.
Could take you back a few weeks. I don't think we got to ask you this after the game against the Commanders, but that was a game where you caught the touchdown to tie Priest Holmes, and there's a moment where I think you drop the ball and Patrick goes and gets it and makes sure that you get to keep that. Just what does it say about him, and what was that moment like for you when you realized he did that gesture
for you? He's been known to make sure that guys get those memorable or the memorabilia that that's, you know, could be personal to them down the road. But yeah, that's just it's one of those things Pat's good about, is his awareness is crazy. He knows when guys are getting their first touchdown or when they're getting their 84th or whatever it was I got. So yeah, he's unbelievable with stuff like that, and it's just another reason why he's one of the best teammates I've ever had.
Have you had time to reflect on actually being the record holder now?
No. Trying to win a football game this week.
Travis, you're obviously not under contract for next season. Just with the way you feel right now, is what are your thoughts about that? And just timeline-wise, when would you want to talk to the Chiefs about whether you're coming back or getting a new contract then?
I think, you know, seeing my brother go through it and seeing, I don't know, just how the league works, you know, the season kind of restarts in April, and I want to give the Chiefs a good opportunity to, you know, whether I come back or not, and vice versa, like whether they want me back or not. It's one of those things where I'd like to make that decision before they gotta get draft picks and the free agency opens, so that it gives them an opportunity to go out there and fill the roster appropriately. So all that will be at the end of the season, and I won't be thinking about it until then.
On that note, would you rather, you know, like go out, because some guys want to do like the Kobe tour, right?
Listen, I love Kobe, man. Yeah. I love Kobe. I love everything about him, man. But that's not me. Okay. I like to take it day by day, year by year, and just evaluate it like that.
Travis, what have you seen from Tyler Warren, Colts young tight end? Is there anything about his game that you like, and is there anything that he does that reminds him of when you were that age?
I don't know, man. He's a big dude coming out of Penn State, man. He's an absolute force. And you can see why he's got a lot of success early. He's got how he ran with the ball when he was in college, his feel for zones, his ability to go up and make a catch over top of everybody. Just a big target out there, man. And I'm excited for his future, but hopefully we can hold him to a few yards, let's say. All right, now. Have a good one, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.